Good morning, Tom. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
What is a home stylist?
Well, you know what? We also go by the other affectionate name, home stager. So that's probably a little bit more familiar in the genre of the general public there. Anyone who's watched HGTV has probably seen and heard of a home stager. So what we do is we work with realtors to come into their clients' homes and really assess what we can do to really enhance and make this look absolutely fabulous, because, as you know, photos are hugely important when selling your home.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things I hear, too, and our realtors, and Bill can back me up on this, maybe you will too, Jane, is if you do have your home for sale, just take down personal effects like pictures of great-grandma and great-grandpa, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You are so correct, Tom. That's actually, I have five top home seller tips that they need to incorporate, and that's one of them. It's called depersonalizing, and it's really critical to remove anything that's too specific or too personal, and that does include family photos, religious items, diplomas, even sports affiliations can be distracting for potential buyers when they're coming into your home and seeing these things.
Well, Jane, we keep telling Bill that he's got to take down the Vancouver Canucks and the BC Lions jersey over the fireplace.
Probably take that down. That could be distracting.
Homes these days, if you talk to any real estate agent, they're selling really, really quickly. Is it still necessary to stage a place?
Well, you know, obviously from my perspective, I would say yes. And working with the realtors, it all depends on how much you really want to sell that home for. So when you have a staged home, you're getting top dollar and above asking price. We know this. There's so much statistical research on the benefits of staging, and I can quote numbers and things like that. But unstaged homes, typically you're leaving money on the table.
What if staging is not your client's in your client's budget? Then what do you do?
I know, and we certainly do get that. At Urban Presentations, we really want to appeal to, you know, assisting our realtors. And, of course, everybody certainly does have different budgets, and that's a great question. So what we like to offer is staging. Okay, we take that off the table. It's not in your budget. A staging consult might be a better fit for them. So what a staging consult is would be a professional stager such as myself coming onto the property, spending 1 to 2 hours with the owner and walking through each room, giving them professional tips, suggestions, even little hacks that we can do and incorporate just to change the space up a bit. And I also have a background in feng shui. So I find when I bring that knowledge with me on the property, sometimes it can be something simple. Just tweaking a room, adjusting a sofa, editing some furniture out of the room can dramatically change the space.
Everybody is sitting here smiling when you're talking. They're agreeing with everything you're saying, especially the feng shui part. I didn't know how to say that until you said it. That's pretty good. So this is what you class as that awkward conversation with the owner sometimes, like your place smells like fish or garlic or whatever.
Yes, well, again, as when we work with realtors, one of our main objectives, of course, of selling the home, which is getting the best return on investment, but our main objective also is to make our realtors look like a rock star. So we work with them, we consider them, we're working together as team members. And one of the things that realtors will say to us is, I've developed this relationship with the client. I really don't want to have the awkward conversation to say, you know what, the pet odor in here is very, very strong. So we say, you know what, as your stager, leave that conversation to us. And to be quite honest with you, and I've done this numerous times with clients, it's a little bit more palatable coming from the professional stager, because that's what we do. We're all about the interior of the home. So it's a conversation goes over a little bit more better with us having that with the client, and that way the realtor can kind of step back from that and save themselves any kind of, you know, that awkward conversation. So we want to help our realtors out. We'll take care of that awkward conversation for them.
You know, our realtor on the show this morning, Vipit, is you're smiling away, saving you a lot of trouble. Like person like Jane going to take care of the clients, right?
It's true. Yeah, it is true. But I had this conversation with a client of mine a few weeks ago, and I actually approached her about her cat, the cat smell.
Oh, I see.
I had to. And she agreed, though. She's like, okay, I'll take care of it.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jane, listen, if somebody wants to get a hold of you during the week, they want to ask some more questions or maybe get your expertise over in their place, how do they do so?
Absolutely. There's a couple of ways. You can email me, which is jane@urbanpresentations.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also reach me through my cell, and I'm totally fine giving that out.
Okay.
So 4-760-8804. Give me a call. I do consults, or I can just chat with you on the phone and give you some feedback.
And Jane, what's your telephone number again?
604-760-8804.
Fantastic. And what's on your tap for the rest of the day? You're working? You're going to take it easy today.
You know what? I'm actually going to have a lovely day. Look at the sunshine's out there. My mom is in town visiting, and I'm going to take her out for some lunch, and we're actually celebrating a special day for her, 80 years old.
No.
There's going to be a little bit of partying going on.
Well, happy birthday, Mom, and thank you for coming to the party. Jane, well, thank you, and you're a wonderful person. You have a great day. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks. Take care.